All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league. All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
Good evening, HoopBallers, flying solo tonight on Box Score Breakdown. I'm Hank Aaron. It's December 12th. Let's get to our four-game slate tonight. First game of the night, we had the Hawks visiting Miami Heat. It was an overtime game, but Miami blew out the Hawks in overtime, winning by 14. Over on the Hawks side, we had Jabari Parker going 30 minutes, 6 of 12 from the field, 1 three-pointer, 3 of 5 from the free throw line, 16 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, no turnovers. DeAndre Hunter having a nice scoring game tonight, 11 of 17 from the field with 5 threes, poor from the free throw line at 1 for 4, but 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 block, no turnovers, 28 points total to round out his line. Trae Young, 7 of 19 from the field, 3 of 11 from the three-point line, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. 4 rebounds, 9 assists, 4 turnovers, 21 points for him. Kevin Huerter, 26 minutes, 3 of 8 from the field, 3 of 8 from the 3-point line, 7 assists, 9 points. So if you need 3-pointers, you need assists, Huerter could be someone to add. Off the bench, we had Cam Reddish, 23 minutes, 6 of 13 for 14 points. Alex Len, 22 minutes, 9 points, 2 steals, 1 block, 3 rebounds. Vince Carter, 26 minutes for him, 4 of 10, 4 three-pointers, 4 assists, 2 turnovers, 12 points. Alan Crabb, 7 points, 2 of 3 from the field, 1 three-pointer, 1 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. So with the Hawks right now, we've got John Collins nearing the end of his suspension. He'll be back in about 2 weeks. So there's a lot of extra usage to go around. Obviously, Jabari Parker picking up a lot of that usage and being pretty productive, and he'll have another 2 weeks of production in him. Starting at center tonight was Damian Jones, but only 13 minutes for him. 1 of 2 from the free throw line, 0-1 from the field, 1 point, 2 rebounds, 1 block. Obviously not much fantasy value there. Trae Young taking as much as he can get. Not the most efficient night tonight. DeAndre Hunter, more productive with 28 points, but has not been a standard league value this season and probably will not get there once Collins comes back. I think more interesting was what was going on the Heat side of things. 12 minutes for Myles Leonard, even though he got the start, only 4 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, no steals, 1 block. Jimmy Butler had 42 minutes, 8 of 19 from the field, 1 of 3 from the 3-point line, 3 of 7 from the free throw line, 18 rebounds, 10 assists, no steals, no blocks, 3 turnovers, 20 points. So a very Westbrookian type of triple-double, poor free throw percentage, poor field goal percentage, 3 turnovers, not the worst, no steals, no blocks. So you'll take it, and he's typically better than that from the field and from the free throw line. So a little bit of aberration there. The story of the night really was Duncan Robinson, 12 of 16 from the field, 10 three-pointers, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 block, 0 turnovers. So monster night from him. If he was floating around on your waiver wires, he's probably going to be getting snatched up left and right now. He's been pretty productive recently. He's been a decent mid-round value over the season. He's somebody that's worth picking up, and unless his playing time gets cut, looks like, you know, he's someone that can provide at least or probably around top 100 value for the rest of the season. Bam, 13 of 18 for him, 4 of 5 from the free throw line for him, 11 rebounds, 11 assists, 2 steals, no blocks, 4 turnovers, 30 points. So big night for him. Kendrick Nunn, 42 minutes for him, 14 of 26 from the field, 3 three-pointers, 5 of 5 from the free throw line, 36 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal. So monster nights for three of the five starters for Miami. Jimmy Butler with a pretty good night. I mean, he had a triple-double, so don't want to snooze on that, but the other three players, really big lines. Off the bench, we had Derrick Jones Jr., 35 minutes, 4 of 9 from the field, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 9 points. Kelly Olynyk, 0 of 5 from the field, 0 of 3 from the 3-point line, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 2 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, 1 assist. So Olynyk is trying to get on the fringes of fantasy value, but with nights like these, he's tough to own. Tyler Hero, 0 of 6 from the field, 0 points, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 turnovers. So with everyone healthy, it's going to be tough for Hero to maintain standard league value. But none, he's been up and down so far this year, but he's, you know, rounded out to about a top 110 player. So if you need someone at the end of your bench, somebody that can give you some threes, give you some scoring, you could do worse than him. So definitely keep him in mind if you want to add a three-pointer and a score to the end of your bench. All right, next game tonight, we had the Wizards visiting the Charlotte Hornets. Rui Hachimura, 7 of 16 from the field, 18 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, no turnovers, no blocks. Maurice Wagner, 9 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 block, no steals, no turnovers, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Ish Smith getting the start again with Isaiah Thomas continuing to be out. 6 of 13 from the field, 13 points, 5 assists, no steals, 1 block. Bradley Beal, 6 of 19, 16 points, 9 assists, 4 rebounds, 0 of 7 from the 3-point line, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Obviously, he's a stud, so don't worry about that kind of a line. Isaac Bonga, 14 minutes, 0 of 3 from the field, 0 points, but 1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 1 turnover. So obviously not someone to add in fantasy. The most interesting player for the night tonight for the Wizards was Davis Bertans, continuing his role. 30 minutes, 11 of 18 from the field, 8 three-pointers, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, no steals, 1 block, 32 points. There are some rumblings that he may be traded. Bertans owners are certainly hoping that's not the case because he has been a revelation this year. I drafted him in one league and I dropped him. So every time he does it, it burns me a little bit. But if you owned him, if you hung up to him, or if you added him from the wire, he's somebody that's really returning a lot of value right now. I think he's top 30 on the season on a cumulative basis. So definitely, keep rolling with him. And keep enjoying his production, because it doesn't look like a sell high thing unless he gets traded. Troy Brown Jr., someone who you consider adding, had 28 minutes tonight, but 0-4 from the field, 0-1 from the 3-point line, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, no blocks, 4 points. So tough night for him scoring-wise. He had a big game his last time out, so he's going to be up and down with the scoring. Second-year player, young guy. It's going to alternate good nights and bad, probably more bad than good in the scoring department, but if he provides you the assists, the rebounds, the steals, you know, he could teeter to low-end value. Over on the Hornets side, we had P.J. Washington, 15 points in 40 minutes, 3 threes, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 block. Miles Bridges, 6 of 14 from the field, 3 threes, 16 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks. Bismack Biyombo, 24 minutes, 13 points, 15 rebounds. Terry Rozier, 5 of 14 from the field, 1 of 7 from the 3-point line, 6 of 7 from the free throw line, 17 points, 7 assists, 8 rebounds, 1 steal. So he's been pretty productive. The percentages are holding him back a little bit, but on the season he's been a mid-round value, and he's been producing more than that as of late. Devontae Graham, one of the best fantasy stories of the year, 36 minutes for him, 29 points, 6 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, 1 turnover, 1 rebound. If you got him off the waiver wire, you're just going to continue to enjoy his production, because he has been a top 65 player this year and doesn't really show signs of slowing down. Off the bench, you got Zeller with 22 minutes, Kidd Gilchrist with 15, Batum with 13, Monk with 15. None of these guys are too productive. Zeller did get 14 points and 10 rebounds, but on the season, you know, he hasn't been the greatest, and he's outside of, you know, standard 12-team value. So unless there's an injury, probably none of those guys getting on the standard league radar. The nationally televised game tonight, we had Nuggets visiting the 76ers. Paul Millsap, 29 minutes, 4 of 8 from the field, 10 points, 6 rebounds, no assists, 3 steals, 1 block. Jokic, 7 of 13 from the field, 1 3-pointer, 7 rebounds, 11 assists, 15 points, no steals, 1 block. Jamal Murray with only 5 minutes. He got injured early on. We'll see how serious it is, but you know, obviously not much really in terms of his stat line. 1 rebound, but obviously that doesn't really matter. He got hurt. He got out. Will Barton picked up the slack in his place. 40 minutes, 10 of 19 from the field, 2 of 7 from the 3-point line, 4 of 5 from the free throw line, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 2 turnovers. So Barton really has been the best fantasy. I wouldn't say it's a massive surprise, but with the logjam on this team, it wasn't clear that he'd be on the standard league. You know, how well he'd be producing in terms of standard league value, but he's been a top 60 play so far this year. His value probably goes up some if Murray comes back. And frankly, it's probably not going to dip too far below the top 75, 80 anyways on the season. So he's a good play. He's a mid-round play, and he's also not any kind of a sell high. Gary Harris got a little bit more action tonight with Murray out. 5 of 12 from the field, 1 3-pointer, 3 of 3 from the free throw line, 5 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, no block, and a turnover. So Harris has been disappointing. We've certainly seen him achieve better numbers in the past, but this year he's been really at the fringe, right around top 150. I have recommended him in the past as a flyer ad at the end of your bench if you got nothing there. I still wouldn't mind doing it. He's had a bad injury history, and he's someone that can really burn you with those injuries. So however, this year if he does get hurt, you'll easily drop him. So there isn't really that temptation to hold on to him through his nagging injury. So I think he's worth an ad at the end of a roster if you've got dead weight. Off the bench, we had Monte Morris picking up the most minutes in the absence of Murray. 31 minutes, 3 of 9 from the field, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 7 points. If Murray is out for any kind of extended period, I think it's totally fine to take a roll of the dice on Monte Morris if you want some short-term production out of the point guard position. Other than him, you know, you got Michael Porter Jr., 14 minutes, 6 points, 6 rebounds. Which Plumlee do we have here? Mason Plumlee, 15 minutes, 2 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals. Jeremy Grant, 19 minutes, 3 points, 3 assists, 1 rebound, 2 steals, 2 blocks, no turnovers. And then Craig only got 8 minutes, even with the Murray injury, 4 points, one block. So with the Nuggets, they've got a lot of talented players on the team, but due to the depth, it's hard for any of these bench guys to get consistent minutes or be consistently productive. Looks like Morris will be getting more minutes with Murray out. So if that's the case and Murray's out for any kind of extended period of time, Morris is a good add for short-term production. Jeremy Grant is also someone to keep your eye on in the event that Millsap goes down or for whatever reason they give him more time to try to preserve Millsap for the playoffs. Over on the Sixers side of things, Josh Richardson coming back from his injury, only 19 minutes tonight, but 1 of 8 from the field, 1 3-pointer, 1 rebound, 1 steal, no blocks, no turnovers, 3 points. So disappointing if you own him, but he'll be back to normal soon, so really nothing to fret about. Tobias Harris, 36 minutes, 20 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. Tobias, probably one of the most consistent and durable players in fantasy. I like him for that. When you get him, you know what you're getting. He plays. He rarely misses time. He's been a top 45 guy this year. He's likely to stay in the top 50 range throughout the season. Probably not going to get too high, probably, but not going to go too low either. And then when you factor in the durability, he's closer to probably a top 30 guy in terms of overall production. Al Horford, 31 minutes, 5 of 16 from the field, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, no blocks, 11 points. Joel Embiid, 8 of 18 from the field, 6 of 7 from the free throw line, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. Ben Simmons, 3 of 6 from the field, did take a 3 but missed it, 1 of 4 from the free throw line, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 7 points. So we know what's going on with the Sixers starting lineup. Tobias, Horford, Embiid, Simmons, Richardson, all of them starting, must-own, must-start kind of guys. Plus, we kind of know where all their production is too. So, not too much variability with those guys as long as they're healthy and playing. Obviously, Horford, Embiid, and Richardson to a lesser degree, they're all rest guys, they're injury guys. So, that's something to watch out for. But if they're playing, we know what the kind of things they can do. Matisse Thybulle, he came off the bench, 26 minutes tonight, 13 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 3 threes. He's up and down, but he's also somebody that if you're at the end of your bench, you want a defensive specialist and a 3-point specialist. He can produce defensive numbers in very short amount of time. Definitely someone worth owning, but what happens is that he'll have a few games with big minutes and then he'll have games with very few minutes, and if the team is fully healthy, his minutes tend to take a big drop. So I like him. I think next season he'll probably be a much better fantasy player. This season he'll probably be too inconsistent. If you're in a dynasty league, he's certainly someone to target. Other guys, Scott, Ennis, Neto, Korkmaz, none of these guys are really going to do much for your fantasy team unless there's a slew of injuries. Finally, we had the Knicks visiting the Portland Trail Blazers. We still don't have Mitchell Robinson starting, but he did get 27 minutes off the bench, 14 points, 5 rebounds, and a block. Somehow I think he's probably the most fantasy-relevant player, even more so than the starters. Taj Gibson, 16 minutes, no points, on 0 of 2 from the field, shot a 3-pointer, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. Julius Randle, 15 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. Marcus Morris, 4 of 11 from the field, 10 points, 3 rebounds. RJ Barrett, 19 minutes, 1 of 9 from the field, 5 points, 4 rebounds. And Frankie Smokes, 2 points, 1 assist, 1 steal. So this game was a blowout. The starters all had, as a result, not that many minutes played. So production was lower than normal. Obviously, the Knicks are in a complete rebuild, and that could be good news for Frankie. Could be good news for Mitchell Robinson. Could potentially be good news for Bobby Portis, depending on what they do. But they've got to figure things out. Elfrid Payton off the bench, 13 minutes, 2 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal. Dotson, 23 minutes, 3 of 8 from the field, 8 points, 2 3-pointers. So the Knicks are going to be hard to find value on. You know, obviously people are tantalized by Barrett, but his inefficiency is keeping his overall value down. Julius Randle, same story. Knox, not going to be on the fantasy league, standard league radar this year. Dennis Smith Jr., same for him. So the guys you're looking at are Mitchell Robinson, who's probably a decent buy low target. If the owner is willing to part with him at a low price, it's certainly worth dipping your toes. If you own him, and I do, I wouldn't sell low because we know what the upside is. And with 27 minutes, the production will be there. You know, the free throw shooting is on and off, but the points, the rebounds, the field goal percentage, and then the blocks is the big thing. So only one block tonight, but if he gets 27 minutes tonight, we could expect better lines. Over on the Blazers side, Carmelo, 16 points, 5 of 13 from the field, 3 threes, 3 of 6 on the free throw line, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block. So surprisingly well-rounded line for him. Hassan Whiteside, 17 points, 15 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 blocks. So he's having a great start to his tenure with the Blazers. So far this year, he's exceeded my expectations, and he has been producing at a top 25 level. So if he stays healthy, I don't know if he's necessarily going to be top 25, but probably he's not going to dip below top 50, so you probably got him at a decent price for that level of production. Damian Lillard playing very well tonight, 31 points, 8 of 12 from the three-point line, 9 of 15 from the field, perfect 5 of 5 from the free throw line, 2 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 turnovers, so good night for him. Bays, only 22 minutes, 4 points, 3 rebounds, 1 steal, not very productive. CJ McCollum, 13 points, 5 of 14 from the field, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Off the bench, Anfernee Simons, 16 points, 4 threes, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Then you got Hezonja, 5 points, 10 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. Scott Labissiere, 0 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist. So with the Blazers, I think Anthony Assembly is probably getting picked up because his offensive numbers are decent. His name recognition is obviously at the highest levels. Whiteside has been great. Lillard has been great. McCollum has been decently productive. Then off the bench, you got Anfernee Simons, who, you know, kind of, if you need a three-point specialist, probably more of a 14-team guy than a 12-team guy. But as the season wears on, he's likely to get more run. And if they fall out of the playoff picture, he's somebody that can be more, you know, more interesting. So not on the 12-team radar just yet, but someone to keep your eye on as the season goes on. Also, Nasir Little, someone else, 11 points, 11 minutes, 2 of 5 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 6 points, 4 assists, 2 rebounds, 1 steal. So, again, these guys are not on the standard league radar yet, but they're worth keeping their eye on. Before we leave, I'd like to remind everyone, this podcast, like all of our other podcasts, is brought to you by Hawaiian Isles Kona Coffee. Check out their website, HawaiianIsles.com, or on Amazon by searching for Hawaiian Isles Kona Coffee, or on Twitter, Hi Kona Coffee, H-I-K-O-N-A, Coffee. And also, we've got the Brews Letter. I recommend everyone check that out every week. You just sign up, HoopBall. Well, it's hoop-ball.com/newsletter. So, you know, visit the website, sign up for the newsletter. Brews running you through not only early fatherhood tips, but advice on all 30 teams. Special insight on the Sacramento Kings. So that's all I got. I'm Hank Aaron. You can find me on Twitter, HankAaron26, HankAaron26. Thank you all for joining me tonight. Have a great evening. I'll see you all next week.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.